spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Taco Bell temper tantrum. A man went on a rampage at a Taco Bell in Rhode Island because he was given the wrong order.
Oh, the worst.
Here's my thing. I know there's different food at Taco Bell, but is anything really a wrong order at Taco Bell? Everything's so good there that I wouldn't be that upset about it unless I paid a lot of money for something and didn't get the equivalent. If it was an equal amount of food, I would be cool with that.
That's a good point.
Am I wrong? I just thought about that when I read the story.
I don't know. I don't like beans in my food, so I'd be heated if there were beans in it.
You wouldn't eat? Oh, man. Bean burrito is my staple. I think I keep a Taco Bell in business with my bean burrito purchases. Speaking of wrong orders, too, this is going to blow your mind, Alex. Maybe yours, too, MYK.
Yeah.
Has never happened in my life in the past 2 or 3 years of having this fast food place. Chick-fil-A yesterday, I think it's on 86th Street. Is that where it's at? 96th Street? Somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Up where I live in Fishers. They forgot a sandwich.
What? I've never had Chick-fil-A forget something or get something wrong.
I've never had it happen either.
Did you tell them?
We didn't realize till my wife got home. So like today,
Chick-fil-A is the type of place you go, hey, I forgot my sandwich. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here's
your
10.
Your whole thing is free. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm wondering if you work or know anybody that Chick-fil-A over there, it's got to be 96th Street or
that
86,
is shocking.
I think.
You sure you didn't forget you ate it?
No, trust me, because I was so hungry. My wife got home at like 8 o'clock last night.
That's like a Dateline special. Dateline. Chick-fil-A forgot my sandwich.
And they never do.
Sandwich goes missing.
So if you guys can just, it was traumatic for my family to go through that.
Sure.
If you can give us like a $100 gift card or something, I think we're going to be okay.
Okay.
But anyways, let's get back to this Taco Bell tantrum, though. This guy got the wrong order, and we actually have it on video. Surveillance video shows the man complaining about his order while standing at the counter. He then smashed a monitor and flipped over a fish tank before fleeing. Side note, I've never seen a fish tank at a Taco Bell.
That is the fanciest Taco Bell I've ever heard of.
Fish tank. Maybe it was one of those like little things you turn and try to win the free taco. Have you seen that?
Yeah, dude. Did you ever win that game, by the way?
No, never.
I did that game, and I won a bean burrito, so there's that. Have you ever played that game, Alex, where
no.
It's just you try to get the coin to go like drop through the water?
No, I mean, I'm a chicken nugget exclusive fast food eater, so I don't ever eat a Taco Bell, not just because I mean they don't have chicken
it's like
nuggets.
Early gambling, starting you out early. It is like as a kid, it's like, here, put in mom and dad's quarter into the little machine, kiddo. He smashed everything and broke it. The guy still has not been found at this time, but it's like, how pissed could you get? Like, you're gonna break everything. That guy's such a dummy. Once you pot. You can't stop. It's a little play in words there. An Ohio woman was arrested for drunk driving. She was driving the wrong way on an exit ramp, which is really dangerous.
Scary.
She also refused to get out of the vehicle because she wasn't wearing any pants. And when officers searched the vehicle, they found an empty wine bottle, a pipe, and a Pringles can stuffed with pot. That was my little joke. You know, once you have pot, you can't stop. Hey-o, I'm trying to be funny like MYK. It doesn't happen. I'm trying. The woman was ended up being charged with drug abuse and the possession of drug paraphernalia. But God, that stuff's dangerous right there. And your final dummy of the day story today is a guy that didn't know when to cut his losses. Michael Mott, Eminem, got arrested back in January for selling drugs to undercover cops. They seized all of his cash, too, because, I mean, they're taking everything when they bust you. Then last Monday, he called 911. How many times do you think he called? Because this involves calling 911 a lot. Like, just initial guesses. What would
33
be?
Times.
That is a lot to me. Like, anything over, like, 10's a lot to me.
I was just going to say 10.
Okay, well, how about 98 times?
Whoa.
In 6 hours. That I would get bored after a while. Like, I got to quit doing this.
Yeah.
911, 98 times in 6 hours to demand they give him his money back. He wouldn't tell him his name either. So even if they did want to give him his money back,
how could they?
Who would they give it to? Exactly. They didn't know who he was talking about. He even called the police chief's office at one point and yelled at the person who picked up, but they eventually were able to track him down and trace his number. According to the police, their emergency lines were tied up because he did that almost 100 times in 6 hours. He claims the state attorney's office isn't going to pursue the drug charges on him anymore, so that's why he wants his money back. He's now facing additional charges for making harassing phone calls. Some people are so freaking stupid.
Stupid.